And this afternoon, we're going to study the topic, husband and wife walking in unity.
所以这边讲一分成数段。
And this message is categorized into four sections.
第一段是夫妻要同行的理由。
And the first, section one, is the reason why husband and wife must walk in unity.
第二段是同行的方法。
And second, are the methods of walking in unity.
第三段是同行的益处。
And third, the benefits when husband and wife walking in unity.
最后一段是生命中的模范夫妻。
And then the last section, you will share what is the exemplary couple in the Bible.
现在我先来谈为什么夫妻需要同行。
And first, let us study as to why husband and wife must walk in unity.
因为夫妻有一体关系。
Because the husband and wife have the relationship of one body.
人与人之间任何关系，没有一种关系比夫妻更亲密。
That any relationship in the world for mankind, there's no one that is closer than that of husband and wife.
因为是一体，所以必须同行。
And because the sense that they are one, therefore, they must walk in unity.
看创世第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
23节。
Verse 23.
创世纪3章23节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 23.
这里说神便打发他出伊甸园去。 24节又说， 于是神把他赶出去。 被神赶出伊甸树两个人。
And here, the Bible tells us that you were two persons that were thrown out of Garden of Eden.
亚当还有他的妻子夏娃。
We all knew that it was Adam and his wife Eve.
但圣经的记录是说把他赶出去。
But Bible only mentioned that God threw out men.
因为在神看来亚当夏是夫妻一体关系。
Because in the eyes of God, Adam and Eve, that they are one since they have relationship of husband and wife. Therefore, they are considered as one, not two.
所以圣经没有说把他们赶出去。
That is why the Bible did not use the term that they were cast out, but only said the man was cast out.
因为亚当走的路跟夏一样。
Because Adam and Eve, that they walk in the same way.
两人走同一条路。
And two different persons, yes, walk in the same way.
而他的路是违背神旨意的路。
And that way is the way that is obedient to God's commandment.
所以在神眼中看来，夫妻是一个人，不是两个人。
Therefore, in the eyes of God, husband and wife is considered as one, party as two.
起初神造人就是这么造成的。
And that was how God created men from the beginning.
用亚当肋骨来造这个女人。
That is from the rib of Adam, side of Adam that Eve was made.
因为夫妻是一体关系，所以他必须同行。
And since husband and wife that they are one, therefore they must walk in unity.
第二个理由是因为夫妻是盟约的配偶。
And second, because the husband and wife they are the spouse of covenant.
如果不在一起，甚至于离开了，那就是背约。
And if they no longer live together, or they separated from one another, then they have disobeyed the covenant.
神是信实的神，他不喜欢人背约。
And God is faithful, that God does not want anyone to disobey the covenant that has been established.
现代人的结婚程序非常的复杂。
And today, the order of matrimony for men and women today are very complex.
第一步就是先 笔试就是通信笔试。
And often that they will first write letters to one another.
第二步是面谈。
And second, they will have interview.
第三步路考。
And third, followed by road test.
就去走一走。
That is, you go out to have a walk.
是啊，这样在考 驾驶执照。
And just like that, you're having road test for your driver's license.
然后看差不多才继续来往。
And only you know, when everything and all the tests are passed, then they will continue to have
然后就订婚结婚。
And then they will have engagement followed by marriage.
但有的订了婚又退婚。
But for some, even after engaged, they will relent.
有的结了婚又分散。
And some, even though that they were already married, but they later divorced.
那分散理由是什么？
What are the reasons for their divorce?
因不了解在一起。
Because that they don't understand one another due to it and create irreconcilable differences.
因了解分开了。
But they will separate because they know one another.
不了解我们不可以在一起。
And we don't understand, therefore we should not be together.
现在了解我们应该分开。
And now, since we understand one another, therefore that is right for us to separate.
经过这么多的程序还会不了解。
But When you go through so many tests and procedures, how can you say that you don't understand one another?
还要毕业，就是蒙约的婚姻关系断。
And they will become disobedient to the covenant established, the covenant of marriage.
从前的人不是这样。
But this is not how people were in the past.
我的岳父岳母是以后才信主。
And my mother-in-law and father-in-law, they came to believe in Jesus after that.They got married.
是我的内人回去传给他们的。
And they will preach the gospel to by my wife.
以前虽然他们没有信主。
And before, they never believed in the Lord.
那我的岳父的父亲、岳母的父啊、岳父的母亲跟岳母的母亲怀孕。
And when the mother of my father-in-law and mother-in-law was conceived.
那两家的男人是好朋友的关系。
And because of the two families were good friends.
就是夫为婚了。
So they got married.
主人就是两个男人指着对方的太太说，你生的跟我太太生的，如果是同性就是结拜兄弟，不然就结拜姐妹，如果是异性就是婚夫妻。
And because of the mother of my my father-in-law and the mother-in-law,were good friends, and as a result, that these two families they have made a covenant. Subject to the woman's if you give birth to a boy same as mine, then they will become brother. And but if one of them is a boy, the other is a girl, then in the future we will have them marry and become husband and wife.
这个叫子夫为婚。
And this is considered as a marriage of covenant.
现在听来好像讲天方夜谭。
But to people nowadays, this we consider as a story or myth.
没有征求，当时同意，两边父亲就决定了。
And how can the parent of the both party agree to the marriage without even consent their children first?
后来我的岳父到，他本来是澎湖人，后来到台湾当医生。
And later, that my father-in-law came to Taiwan, and he was a physician.
我的岳母没有念书，一个字都不懂。
But my mother-in-law never go to school, doesn't know how to read at all.
那我岳父当医生，工作大概很忙，就没有回去娶她。
And there, my father-in-law was very busy as a doctor, therefore didn't have time to marry her.
那我岳母的邻居亲戚就常常笑她。
So as a result, the neighbor of my mother-in-law often ridicule her.
说你岳父已经当医生了。
They said that your husband has now became a doctor.
你一个字都不认识。
And you don't even know how to read.
台湾人叫千面无啊。
And you consider as illiterate.
啊，那这样有学问的，怎么会娶你这个一个字都不认识的人呢
？And your fiance that's so well educated, a doctor, why would you think that he would now come back to marry you since you don't even know how to read?
那就劝他赶快去嫁算了，不必等了。
And so he feels that.So it's better for her to get married.
那我的岳母说，这个是两家的父亲互相约定的。
But my mother-in-law said that that's what the covenant established between two families.
如果他现在娶，他背。
But if he married someone else, then he disobeys the covenant.
我才会嫁给别人。
Only then I have the right to marry someone else.
假如我先嫁，是我背。
But if I marry someone else first.
所以我不会先嫁。
I can't do that, otherwise I will be disobeying the covenant.
这个消息传到我的岳父那边。
And when this news that was heard by my father-in-law,
他很受感动。
He was deeply touched.
他说女儿子很不错。
And he said that she is a very nice girl.
为了两家父亲的约定，他要一直坚持要履行这个约。
And for the sake of the covenant that first was established by their parents,of the both family that she insists that of upholding the covenant.
所以就回去娶她。
And he was deeply moved, so he went back to the island.
虽然他们学历相差很远。
Even though that their education level were greatly different.
但他们很恩爱。
But they loved each other very deeply.
原本过了一辈子。
And with harmony and happiness, they lived through their entire life.
今天有的闹退婚的、闹离婚的年轻人听了，应当感到惭愧。
And today, you know, those young men who have divorced or that they have the problem of their marriage, they ought to be shameful of themselves.
结成夫妻是盟约的这个配偶。
And that to be husband and wife, they are spouse of your covenant.
就是退婚或是离婚都一种必要的行为。
And if you commit divorce, or that you have relinquished the engagement, then you disobey your covenant.
这种必要的行为是神所不喜欢的。
And the action of disobeying the covenant, this is something that God dislikes.
在马可书章九节耶稣说，婚姻是神配合的。
And in Mark, the Bible tells us,that the marriage are established by God.
神配偶的人不可以分开。
Therefore, that what God have joined together, let men not separate.
在彼得前书三章七节又说。
In Peter chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible also says,
夫妻是一同承受生命之恩的。
A husband and wife, that they are one in unity that bears the grace of salvation.
也就是说同走天国路的伴侣。
Meaning that they are yours,the helper to walk with you in the journey to heaven.
因为是同走天国路的终身伴侣，所以应当要合一。
And since that they will be your partner that to take on the gracious life of God, therefore that you must two must unify and become one.
啊，这些都是夫妻要同行的理由。
And these are the reasons as to why husband and wife must walk in unity.
那怎么样才能够真正？同行合为一呢
and how can husband and wife truly unify and walk as one?
就是夫妻之间必须要记清楚夫妻是一体关系
and first the husband and wife must understand that they have relationship as of one body
神创造亚当那时候有不同方法
and God have different methods create Adam and Eve
他说亚当用泥土来造成
that God created Adam from the dust
神应当有能力用那个另外泥土来造一个女人。
Of course, God also, if He wants, He would have the power to create another woman from another pile of dust.
但神故意不这么做。
But God did not do so.
他让亚当睡觉，才抽了肋骨来造一个女人。
He first put Adam to sleep, and out of the thigh of the Adam with his rib, he built woman.
如果神用两块泥土造成两男女两个人
But if God used two pieces of clay and create men and women separately,
夫妻就没有一体观念
then husband and wife would not have the concept of one body.
因为从亚当肋骨抽一根出来造一个女人，他们的一体观念
Because from the diet of Adam, a bone was taken out to create Eve. Therefore, they now have the relationship of one body.
神理想中的配偶就是要永远记清楚这个一体关系。
And the ideal couple of in God's sight are the ones that understand the remembered relationship of one body.
如果永远记清楚我们是一体关系，应当更能够同心同行。
And if they truly understand and remember they have one body relationship, therefore they then can walk in one accord.
有人说男女平等。
And some believe in equality between opposite sex.
夫妻也是平等。
And also husband and wife also have the same rights.
所谓的男女平等。
And what are considered equality?
是法律上所认同的平等。
And that is an equality under the statutes of law.
也是社会制度所认同的平等。
And that is also the equality that accepted and approved by the society.
所以女人有才能会当总统。
And for that reason, that women, when they have the ability, they too also someday.
她也会当一个大公司的总经理。
Or that can also be a chairman.Or a chairwoman of a major corporation.
但是家庭上的这个家庭里面这个生活，夫妻不是平等。
But in the family life, the husband and wife are not created equal.
圣经从来没有讲夫妻平等。
The Bible it never mentioned about the husband and wife having the same rights.
圣经讲的夫妻关系是一体关系，不是平等关系。
Because the Bible talks about the relationship of one body, not the relationship of equality.
什么叫平等？
What is having the equal right?
两个人的同等地位。
That is, two have equal status.
这个才叫平等。
And if two parties have equal status, then they are considered
equal
right. 夫妻
是一体。
But husband and wife, they are one body.
不是两个人。
Not two persons.
怎么可能争平等？
And how would it possible that you have equal right?
我的头可能跟我的手脚争平等吗？
But you think that your head that can have equal right as that of your hand or your arm?
我的手脚可能跟我的头争平等吗？
And you think that my hand and my feet can have equal right as that of my head?
如果一个人的手脚跟他头争平等，他已经精神不正常了。
And if a person's arms and legs are equal and important to their head, then this person is already insane.
脑筋所错的手脚去行动。
Because that whatever their mind have given the instruction to their arm and leg, they will function.
从来不抗拒。
And will never resist.
因为是一体关系。
Because it's one body.
所以假如有人教会里面主张夫妻平等这个错的观点
But if anyone in the church that like to proclaim the husband and wife must have equal rights, this is a wrong concept.
圣经绝对没有夫妻同平等的根据
Because in the Bible, you will not find any Bible basis to stress equal rights between husband and wife.
圣经的观点是夫妻是一体的不是平等的
But biblical concept of the conjugal relationship is that both parties is considered as one, equal.
那么怎么样才能够让夫妻同心同行
Then, now how can husband and wife walk together in unity?
就是每个人要尽自己的本分
That is, each individual, that they must fulfill their obligation.
丈夫要尽什么本分呢
And what are the obligations of husband?
就要爱妻子
Must love their wife.
再说呢二章二十三节记载
And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 23, the Bible says,
亚当醒过来
After Adam awakened,
他知道旁边这个女人是哪里来的。
And he knew that where the woman next to him came from.
他说这是我的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
That is why he said, this is the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
就是夏娃的体内的骨本来是亚当体内骨的一部分。
Because the bone within Eve, it originated from the bone that were within Adam.
啊，夏娃体内的皮肉本来是亚当。皮的一部分
and also the skin and the body of Eve were originated from a part that were originally in Adam
留在夏娃体内的血本来是留在亚当体内的血一部分
and the blood that are now flowing in Eve also was the same blood that flows in Adam
神用亚当肉骨的这个女人这个是很大的神迹
and God used the inside of AdamTo create woman, and this is a great miracle.
神行这么大神迹，就是要丈夫永远记得你的妻子是你的身体的一部分。
And the reason that God creates such a miracle is they want the husband to remember that your wife is part of you.
所以神说要爱妻子。
That is why the Bible tells us we need to love our wife.
爱妻子就等于爱自己。
When you love your wife, then we love ourselves.
因为妻子是丈夫的身体的生命的一部分。
Because the church is a part of our life and also the part of husband's life.
圣人说要爱妻子，好像基督爱教会叫舍己。
And the Bible also tells us that the husband needs to love wife just as the way that Christ.Love the church.
因为教会跟基督有夫妻关系。
Because the church and the Christ have the relationship as that of husband and wife.
基督为了爱教会，把命都舍弃了。
And Christ, for the sake of the loving the church, he sacrificed his life for the church.
生命是最宝贵的。
And life is considered the most precious.
最宝贵生命为了基督的幸福可以舍弃。
And the life, the most precious, for the sake of the fortune.And the needs of wife, it can be sacrificed.
还有什么东西比这个生命更宝贵的位置保留呢
？And what other things are more important that than life that a husband will care for themselves?
只要这样真诚的去爱妻子，妻子一定会很受感动。
And if this is how husband loves their wife, then wife will deeply moved by the love of the husband.
每一个做父母的人
，and every parent.
他的女儿要嫁出去
And before the daughter,
他最挂心的是我的女儿嫁到另一个家会得到她丈夫的爱吗
And what their concern and their worry is that when their daughter is married into the family of the husband would they take care of her as the mother would
如果女儿嫁出去回娘家归娘的时候她看到你有笑脸、哦、很受安慰一定很不错
If the mother, that went, after noticing that the daughter returned to her and realizing that she was very happy and joyful, then the mother that will be comforted.
啊，如果哭着回来。
But if the daughter that returned home to remain
the home, 很不愿意再，很不愿意再回到丈夫的家去，那就完了。
And unwilling to return to her husband's family, then it's all ruined.
父母好不容易把女儿养大。
It takes a long time and lots of effort for daughters to raise up.
对女婿有个很大的期待。
And therefore, they have a great expectation of their son-in-law.
能够替我照顾他下半辈子。
And they hope the son-in-law can take care of their daughter for the rest of her life.
我们结婚的时候。
And when we got married,
常常看到一个画面就是 上这个父亲牵着女儿的手进到礼堂。
That during the matrimony, we often may witness the scene that where the father held the bride on the arm and walk into the chapel.
然后交给女婿。
And then turn over the daughter to the son-in-law.
等于告诉他。
And that is to tell him.
你是我的接棒人，我现在把棒交给你了。
That you are my successor. Now I pass the baton to you.
这个把这个女儿交给他说，那新的期待就是我的女婿要能够好好的尽丈夫的本分照顾我的女儿。
And the attitude and the concern of the father when they give over their daughter to the son-in-law is with great expectation, hoping that the son-in-law may take care of his daughter.
所以，每一个做丈夫的人要做一个岳父岳母的最好的接棒人。
And therefore, that every husband there must be the best successor.For their father-in-law and their mother-in-law.
为了妻子幸福，什么都可以牺牲。
And for the sake of the needs of the wife, they are willing. She is willing to sacrifice anything.
在彼得前书三章七节又说，因为妻子是软弱的器皿。
And also that in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible also tells us the wife is considered as the weaker partner.
所以跟他同住。
Therefore, that we will be together.
就是要。多方面的照顾她，体贴她。
And that is on all aspects, must care for her and concern for her.
女人在各方面都比男人比较脆弱。
And in many aspects, women are considered much more fragile when you compare to
men. 她的体力。
And their physical strength.
她的感情。
And their emotions.
她的理智。
And their rationality.
很多方面不如男人。
In many ways, that cannot compare that to that of men.
当然，又说的女强人很能干。
Of course, there are women, the Korean women, that are very tough and strong.
但女人不很多。
But very few.
大部分的女人都是脆弱的。
And majority of women are much more fragile.
所以需要丈夫更加的照顾她，体贴她。
And that is why it requires the husband to care for her and to watch over her.
啊，有时候为了出差或是什么工作，暂时离开家。
And sometimes maybe the husband needs to go away for a business trip.
但如果没有特别的情况，应当当夜赶回来。
But if without any special circumstances, the husband out try to return home the same day if possible.
就算不可能赶回来，也要尽可能缩短这个期间，尽早办完事呢，尽早回来。
And if the husband that was not able to return home on the same day, they must try every effort to shorten the trip and return home with.To be with the wife as soon as possible.
就是离开家也要打电话回来问候，到底里面有什么事情吗？平安吗？
And if the husband is away, then they must at least try to call and to ask if everything is fine at home.
啊，我的女婿在东海教书。
And my son-in-law is a professor at the Donghai University in Taiwan.
因为他才拿了硕士。
Because he only recently received his master's degree.
最近美国好多博士回去谈找不到工作。
And because many of the educated, the scholars who have doctoral degree went back to Taiwan and can't find a job.
所以学校建立，他应当再去读博士班。
And for this reason, that the university has suggested him to study for doctoral degree.
他都得到国国会的学会去。啊，台北台大再去念博士班。
And for this reason, that he received the tuition and was sent by university to Taiwan University to study for his doctoral degree.
已经去了两年。
And he has been Taipei for 2 years.
每星期回来一次。
And every week he will return home once.
但每天晚上一定打电话回来给我的女儿。
But every evening that he will call home and call my daughter.
他固定说晚上十点钟的时候。
And he will call around 10 o'clock.
所以我的女儿十点钟就在家等他电话。
So that my daughter at 10 o'clock will wait for the telephone.
有时候回娘家十点到了，有电话铃响，他一定说：“哎，这个是我的先生的。”
And sometimes even yeah, when she go back to her maiden home, that when the phone rings right away, she will say, "This is."Call from my husband.
我很受安慰，我嫁一个女儿嫁对了人。
And I'm very comforted because I feel that my daughter had married the right person.
所以丈夫应当要多体贴妻子的软弱，多关照她。
And therefore, the husband I need to bear the weak and care for the weakness of the wife.
还要尊重她。
But furthermore, I must also respect.
啊，虽然圣经说丈夫是一家的头
，Even though the Bible says the husband is the head of the family.
妻子属于丈夫身体一部分。
And but he's also a part of the same body.
但在心态上不要高高在上。
But in their attitude, they must not consider they are much superior.
应当尊重你他的妻子。
But rather, they need to respect the wife.
每个人都有自尊心。
Every person has self-respect.
连小孩都有他自尊心。
Even the little child has their own dignity.
每个人都需要被尊重。
That is why every person needs to be respected.
所以丈夫应当尊重自己的妻子。
Your husband must also respect their own wife.
啊，妻子应当尽的本分呢。
And also the wife must also fulfill their own obligation.
就是顺服自己的丈夫。
That is, be submissive to their husband.
因为丈夫是妻子的头。
Again, husband is the head of the wife.
好像就是教会的头。
Just as Christ is the head of the church.
教会怎么顺从基督？这个妻子也怎么样的顺从自己的丈夫？
And how the church submits themselves to Christ, likewise the wife must also submit herself to the husband.
啊，谈一个弟兄告诉我。
And one of the brothers said to me.
有一次他的孩子要做什么事情
once that his son intended to do something
就问他的妈妈
so ask the mother
这件事情是很简单可以回答
and there, that was an issue that very easily that can be answered
但是妈妈没有回答
but mother did not answer
说你去问爸爸
but instead the mother asked the child to ask the father
爸爸找
Have something in their mind, but they would not express.
他需要什么也不知道。
And he would not know what the wife means, or the wife would not know what the.
好像陌生人。
They would be just like a stranger.
这怎么能同心同行
？And how can they possibly walk in unity?
第二点就要彼此接纳对方。
And second, they must accept one another.
在罗马，罗马书十五章七节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 15, verse 7, the Bible tells us.
彼此接纳，好像基督接纳你们一样。
That we must accept one another as Christ accepted us.
我们很多观念还不合耶稣的要求。
And often that we have many concepts that still not fit to the requirements.
我们的言论，我们的作为还不能让耶稣满足。
And often there are conversations and our deeds that cannot be accepted by Jesus.
但耶稣不挑剔。
But Jesus that will never pick on us.
他全部接纳。
He accepted us the way we are.
如果耶稣很会挑剔，我们就站不住了。
But if Jesus is the one that will pick our faults, then we will not be here today.
因为我们缺点太多。
Because we have too many shortcomings.
夫妻两个人。
And for husband and wife.
在两个家庭长大。
And they grow up in two different families.
两个家庭生活方式不一样。
And two different families have different lifestyles.
家庭生活的形式不一样
and also the method of their living is also different
家庭教育也不一样
and also the family education are also different
观念有很大的差距
and they will have great difference in their concept
这两个人要过这个婚姻生活
and for the two that to live a marriage life
这两个不同的要变成相同的
and the two that have so much difference must now become
就变成一体的
and to become one body
这个这一条路很遥远
And this is a very difficult road to travel.
要让不同的变成相同。
And let the two that are distinctly different to become one that are the same.
真正的一体关系。
And to have this true relationship of one body.
二人成一体。
And two then become one body.
不是说形式上结合而已。
And not just the conjunction of the formality.
是心灵的密契。
But rather also the unification of their mind.
心灵密契不如一天造成。
And the unification and unity of the heart cannot be created overnight.
这个需要长时间的共同努力。
And this requires an effort throughout a long period of time.
少挑剔。
And therefore, we need to be less picky.
多容纳。
And forbear accept one another.
不要把自己的观念当作绝对标准。
And should not consider your concept as absolute standard.
神以外没有绝对标准。
Because other than God, there is no absolute standard.
有的人就是喜欢把自己的观念、自己的模式当作标准来衡量别人。
And some people, they like to use their own standard, and they like to use their own understanding as a standard to treat others.
这样夫妻怎么可以一起生活？
And if this is the case, how would it be possible for husband and wife to be together?
还有一点就是同心祈祷。
And furthermore, I need to pray for one another.
所以说，地上两个人同心合意祷告，天上的父就垂听。
And the Lord Jesus told us, if two on earth put together in one heart, then our Heavenly Father in heaven will listen to our prayers.
弟兄姐妹, 两个人同时祷告, 神都这么喜欢听, 夫妻同时祷告, 神不就更喜欢听吗?
And if brother and sister, that on earth pray with one accord and God will listen, how much more that God will listen to our prayer if husband and wife pray together in one heart.
夫妻为了共同的目的, 共同需要,
and husband and wife, for their common needs, they pray together in agreement.
一定有功效。
And the prayer will for sure be effective.
同心祷告发生功效经验多了，助人彼此距离拉得更近了。
And if through prayer of one heart and one accord, they experience God more, then naturally that their distance will be drawn closer to one another.
这种祷告的功效，他们越发感受我们真正在同走一条生命的路。
And the more that they experience the effect of praying in one heart, then that they will experience that they are truly walking in the same journey to heaven.
就两个人的距离越来越缩短。
And the distance between these two persons, husband and wife, will be drawn closer and closer.
那我们这样同行会有什么样的好的这个结果呢?
And if the husband and wife walk in unity, what benefit will they reap?
第一项就是婚姻生活会美满。
And first, they will find their marriage life will be filled with joy and harmony.
在箴言15章告诉我们,
in the Psalm number 15, he tells us,
蔬菜能够彼此相爱。
And if we eat vegetables and that we can love one another,
胜过畜为牛，彼此相恨。
And it is better that to have time cow and with anger over one another.
蔬菜做家庭一定很穷。
And that the family that ate only vegetables must be a poor one.
畜为牛大餐，这个家庭很富裕。
And the family that eat cattle and feet must be a wealthy one.
虽然生活很穷，可是夫妻很恩爱，他们感到很幸福。
Even those that the husband and wife are very poor in their material need, but with love, they live in great joy and happiness.
那一个很富的家庭，夫妻闹翻了，有什么快乐呢？
But in a very wealthy family, that if husband and wife that have exasperation over one another, what kind of joy you think they will have in their family?
幸福的家庭不如建在丰裕的物质生活上面。
A happy and joyful family is not built based on the abundance of their material possession.
而是用爱接连起来。
But rather, the family is unified with love.
很多家庭都挂一个标语，有的用铜，有的用木板去做的，基督是我家主主。
And many of the families, they like to hang a plaque on their living room that says, Christ, the head of my household.
基督是神圣人的救主。
And Christ is the Savior of men.
神就爱,
and God is love.
基督成我家的主,
and if the Christ becomes the head of my household,
就用基督的话为我们的原则,
then meaning that we will use the word of Christ as the principle of the family.
用基督的爱来做我们彼此之间的这个桥梁,
and we use the love of the Christ as the bridge between two persons.
有基督的话在家庭,
when we have the word of Christ in our family,
以基督的话为标准,
and with that as principle,
还有记得爱充满这个家庭,
and also with the family filled with the love of Christ,
就这样的家人才真正以基督为他一家住主。
And only this kind of family can truly consider Christ as the Lord of their household.
这种婚姻生活,
and this kind of marriage life,
彼此都感觉在地如天。
And both husband and wife, that they will feel the living in heaven,
天堂,
even though they are on earth.
天堂很美好，没有错。 天堂是很美好的。
Oh, heaven is a such wonderful place.
美好的天堂难道将来才能够体会吗?
And you think that we can only experience heaven when we go to heaven?
现在在家庭不能够体会一部分的滋味吗?
And you don't think in a family today that we can first get a taste of the heaven?
一个和睦的恩爱的家庭真的在地如天。
And a harmonious and lovable and happy family that will be just like heaven on earth.
他们感觉在地都这么好了，天堂不是更好吗？
And they will feel if on earth the family is such wonderful place, how much more better heaven will be.
如果家庭不和睦,
but if our family is not living in harmony,
天堂还没有可能都怀疑了。
And we will perhaps even begin to doubt that heaven exists.
今天不能够尝到天堂滋味的一部分，将来真的能够到那边吗？
And if today that we cannot first get a taste of the heaven on earth, how can we go to heaven in the future?
好, 我们现在再看这一段。
Let's return to this passage.
圣经中有一些模范夫妻。
Let's study exemplary couples in the Bible.
第一个是亚伯兰跟撒拉的关系。
First is the relationship between Abraham and Sarah.
在创世二十三章一到二节记载。
In Genesis chapter 23, verse 1 and 2, the Bible tells us.
亚伯兰娶了撒拉离世了。
And Sarah lived for 127 years and she died.
亚伯兰哀痛哭嚎。
And Abraham was mourning.And wept over her.
哭得很伤心。
And he cried and was heartbroken.
从这个行动看出他们多么恩爱。
And from the action that we can see, yeah, how much love they have for one another.
而且夫妻彼此不和睦。
And some husband and wife they have quarrels.
其中一个譬如离世了。
And sometimes one of their spouses dies.
因为一个大概很受安慰。
And the other one they feel very comforted that the other one died.
已经出了一个麻烦了。
Because they feel one of the trouble.It's no longer in the world.
但是撒拉离世，这个亚伯兰哀痛哭嚎，哭得非常的伤心。
But the Bible tells us when Sarah died, Abraham went mourning and wept. It was very sorrow.
可是他们是很恩爱的。
Here that we can see that they have great and deep love for one another.
那么在彼得前的三章三到六节又说
，In First Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 6,
撒拉听从在丈夫。
And Sarah was obedient to the husband.
称他为他的主人。
And considered Abraham as her master.
我们台湾人做妻子也常常听自称自己当为婆家，我的婆家，就是当作主人看待他。
And oftentimes in Taiwanese, saying that they will call their husband the head of the household.
撒拉把自己当成了主人，一定是很听从他的。
And if here Sarah is mentioned that she considered Abraham as the master, then she must be wise and very submissive to the husband.
亚伯兰真诚爱妻子。
And Abraham, that he loved her wife dearly.
撒拉也是从心里的遵从他的，听从他的丈夫。
And also that Sarah respects Abraham from her heart.
就是一对模范的夫妻。
And here we find an exemplary couple.
再看以撒跟利甲百家关系。
And now let's study also the relationship between Isaac and Rebecca.
在创世二十五章六十七节记载。
In the Genesis chapter 24, verse 67, the Bible also tells us. 亚伯兰
老仆人把利百家带到家里来。
That the old servant of Abraham, that he brought Rebecca into Abraham's household.
没有考虑到以撒愿意不愿意娶她，就带回来了。
And that he did not whether ask first as Isaac whether he wants to marry Rebecca or not, that he took her home first.
以撒顺从神的引导，就接受这个利百加为妻子。
And Isaac that was obedient to the arrangement of God that he married Isaac as his wife.
啊，看创世二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
六十七节。
Verse 67.
创世纪二十六十七节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 67.
以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了他为妻，并爱他。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。这里谈到以撒爱他的妻子。
And here the Bible tells us that Isaac loved his wife.
又说，自从以撒的母亲离世之后，这才得了安慰。
And the Bible also tells us Isaac then was comforted after his mother's death.
可见这个利百加是一个很好的女孩子。
And here that we can see that Rebecca was a very fine woman.
如果这个利百加不是一个很好的女孩子
，And if the Rebecca was not a very fine woman,
以撒怎么会得安慰呢
？And how can Isaac be comforted?
一定每天头痛啊。
I believe Isaac will have major headaches every day.
娶了不好的妻子，常常头痛。
And often if someone marries a bad wife, they're going to have severe headaches.
因为好妻子才会有安慰。
Because only was married a good wife, the husband can receive comfort.
以撒尽到本分爱他的妻子。
And Isaac fulfilled his obligation and loved his wife.
那这个妻子利百加是有好多美多的一个女孩子。
And Rebecca, that she was a woman that was many good virtues.
创世二十章记载。
And in Genesis chapter 3, Bible says,
亚伯的仆人来到利百加的故乡时候。
When Abraham the servant that went to the hometown of Rebecca,
他就祷告。
He prayed.
我如果对来井旁取水的随便一个女孩子说，你为我取水给我喝。
And the servant prayed to God and said, if I said to the girl who came and draw the water and said to her, if you draw me and give me some water to drink.
她如果这么去做,
if she will do just as I asked her,
那就神挑给我的小主人做妻子的,
then she will be the one that God arranged to be Isaac's wife.
她祷告完这个利百加就在井旁拿水,
and after that she finished praying,Rebecca came to the well to draw water.
对利百加讲，这个亚伯拉仆人是一个陌生人。
And in regards to Rebecca, the old servant of Abraham was a stranger.
这个仆人说，你给我水喝。
And the servant said, will you give me some water to drink?
很轻快就拿水给他喝。
And the right away, Rebecca draws water for the old servant to drink.
不但拿水给仆人喝，又喂在骆驼。啊，准备很多水给那个骆驼喝。
And not only that she draws water for the old servant to drink, but she also draws water for the camel to drink.
在创世二十四章地图的记载，仆人带骆驼十匹骆驼。
And then in Genesis chapter 24 verse 10 tell us the old servant brought with him 10 cattle.
骆驼要喝水，一直要喝很多，因为它还可以储藏在里面，等一下走沙漠路没有水，它又慢慢吸收。
And we know that camels can drink tons of water because they will reserve the water in their stomach to prepare for the long journey across the desert.
要让十匹骆驼都喝满这个水，这个是很大的工程。
And if you want to draw water to feed 10 camels, that is really a major task.
不是今天的水，自来水手龙头一转就有啊。
And to draw water back then is not like we have today. We just turn on the faucet and water will
come out. 他用打水的器具、水桶去整理，一桶一桶拿来给这个骆驼喝。
But rather, that she must first lower the bucket and lower it down into the well and draw the water and pull it up with her own hand, with her own strength, and then carry it to the camel one by one to let camel drink the water.
让熟皮骆驼的喝足了水要。拉很长时间，还用很大的力气，才有办完成任务。
And in order to feed the camel with all the water, then she must spend a lot of her effort and exert a lot of her strength and pour the water from the well to do that.
仆人就是说你给水喝，没有说给骆驼喝。
The old servant only asked Rebecca for water to drink, then asked her to draw water for the camel to drink.
但他很牵挂，不但给仆人喝，还给猪皮骆驼都喝过了。
And not only that Rebecca, out of her initiative, that she prepared water for old servant to drink, but she also prepared water for camel as well.
啊，所做的比他所要求更多。
And she has done more than what the old servant asked her.
而是一个陌生人。
And yet, she did that to a stranger.
这种女孩子实在太好。
And this kind of girl is really very, very good.
所以亚伯的仆人非常高兴，我的主人有福气了。
And that is why the old servant of Abraham was very joyful. He said, "Blessed is my master."
到了利百加的家里以后
，And after this, she arrived at the house of Rebecca.
这个仆人向利百加的哥哥跟父亲提这个问题。
And that when the old servant asked the older brother and also the father of Rebecca some questions.
然后利百加的父亲哥哥就说要问问你儿子要不要跟你去啊。
And so the father intends to ask Rebecca, and he will ask her to see if she willing to go with you.
啊，那么他们就问你要不要跟他去呢
？And so they asked her, "Are you willing to go with the old servant?"
他没有说我考虑看看。
And she cannot say, "Let me think about it."
也没有说哎，我没有心理准备啊。
And she cannot say, "Well, you know what? I'm not psychologically prepared yet."
他一口答应说我去。
But right away, she answered promptly by saying,
红城交通很不方便。
And back then, it was difficult to travel.
这样一去，可能就没有机会回到娘家了。
And it would be very possible that once she left, once the old servant, she would never have a chance to return to her father and mother.
但是她很肯定说我去。
But with great affirmation that she said, I will go.
她也听过仆人的见证。
And she also heard the testimony.From the old servant.
神怎么带领他的路
？How did God guide him？
所以明显看出有神带领。
And truly, and evidently, that can be seen by us how God guided him and God was with him.
虽然他生长在拜偶像家庭
，Even though that she grew up in the family that worshiped idols，
他从前不认识真神。
And in the past, she never known about true God.
当听仆人见证之后，他对神有信心了。
But after that she heard the testimony from those servants of Abraham,
所以
she now have faith in God.
所以他能够这么很容易的答应说，我跟你去，就因为他已经对神有了信心。
And the reason why that she was able to answer promptly, I will go, was because she had already developed a strong faith in God.
这种心里很单纯。
And this kind of faith.Is very simple-minded.
有这种信心嫁到亚伯兰家里来。
And with this kind of simple faith in God, she was married into the household of Abraham.
神的配合非常的巧妙。
And God's arrangement was very miraculous.
亚伯兰一家有单纯信心。
And the Abraham's family have simple mind and faith in God.
娶过的媳妇也有这么单纯信心。
And also, the daughter-in-law.Also have the same simple-minded.
而且有这么好的美的一个女孩子。
And also a girl with such fine virtue.
他们夫妻一定是非常恩爱的。
And for certain, the husband and wife, they must love one another deeply.
最后一个就是亚基勒跟百基拉。
And the last couple is the Aquila and Priscilla.
我们从主的身上看得出来。
And from Acts chapter 18, we can see.
亚基勒跟百基拉这夫妻。
Aquila and Priscilla, this exemplary couple.
他们接待保罗。
They accommodate Paul.
是同性的接待。
And they accommodate with one heart.
如果夫妻一个不愿意，就没有办法接待成。
Because if one of the spouses is unwilling to accommodate the stranger, then
they will have to do so. 夫妻多同心，才有办法接待保罗。
The only husband and wife have the same willingness, then Paul.Then we'll be able to be accomplished.
保罗在哥林多传福音时候，他们也跟他同工。
And Paul, when he was preaching the gospel in Corinth, Aquila and Priscilla also worked together with him.
然后建立了哥林多教会。
And there they established the church in Corinth.
有的丈夫很热心要为主工作。
And sometimes husbands very fervent want to work for God.
但妻子不配合。
But the wife was not willing to cooperate.
我常常讲。
I often said.
神先你传道人，先你他的妻子。神先你传道，也先他的妻子。
When God choose the full-time pastor, God also choose the wife.
传道常常不在家。
And often the pastor is often away.
妻子如果不坚强。
But if the wife
如果不
is not strong,
如果不配合丈夫的工作。
And will not cooperate to the work of the husband.
也都回家就发一年。
And sometimes.If the husband go home and she will complain.
传道的路还能够走下去吗？
You think that the pastor can be a pastor for a long time?
我当了43年。
I've been pastor for 43 years.
我深深的感受。
And I have deep experience of this.
神见了我，也见了我的妻子为我的这个配这个伴我。
And God have not only choose me, but He also choose my wife.
所以神要选到一个人为了工作时候，也考虑到他的妻子。
Therefore, when God intends to choose a person to work for Him, God will also consider this person's spouse as well.
对，夫妻有一样的任务使命感。
And the both husband and wife must also have the same sense of responsibility.
同心跟保罗同工建立哥林多教会。
And just like Aquila and Priscilla have the one heart to establish church in Corinth with Paul.
在罗马书16章，主人又说。
In Romans chapter 16, the Bible also says,
对，夫妻同心保护保罗。
And this couple, on their part, they protected Paul.
因为保罗传福音常常遇到逼迫。
Because often when Paul in his ministry, that he was persecuted.
对，夫妻为了保护保罗，连自己的命都可以不要。
And the Bible said, for the sake of protecting Paul, that they were even willing to endanger their own life.
而且他重新用这个教会聚会的崇拜的地点。
And also that they used their house.As the place of service.
保罗说，百家亚家的家中教会，就是说以他教会崇拜的据点。
And the Paul say that to the Priscilla and Aquila, and also the church that is in their house, meaning that to use their house as a place of service.
自己的教会崇拜据点要接待弟兄姐妹。
And to utilize their own house as a place of church for service, they need to accommodate brothers and sisters.
如果不是一个很有爱心的人。
And if they were not person of great love,
以自己家成为据点，要经常性的接待弟兄姐妹。
And to use their house as a place of service, they need to accommodate brothers and sisters on a regular basis.
有的人做不到。
Some people they couldn't do this.
轮流可以，一个轮流住还可以。
Maybe that they can still accept that if they go to their place for service.
如果一个家为经常性的崇拜的据点，有的人就没有办法应付。
But for some, if their house will become the regular location for service on the regular basis, often it's difficult for them to accept.
但是亚基拉跟百基拉这夫妻做到了。
But Aquila and Priscilla, this couple, they done it.
可见这对夫妻不管做什么都同心的。
And here that we can see this couple, that regardless of what they do, they did it in one accord.
因为他们同心同情才能够做这么多的工作。
Because only by working together in one heart and unity, they can accomplish such a great task for God.
教会很多功能需要我们定人去协助去推行。
And church, there are many words that require our help and assistance.
有的被安排做这个，有的被安排做那个。
And some are arranged to do certain tasks for God, and some are arranged to do other work for God.
为了让所安排的能够完成任务。
And in order that those who are arranged to do the task and accomplish their duty.
夫妻要彼此配合。
Husband and wife, they need to accommodate one another.
就像亚基拉摆在这夫妻同心同行来完成很多的工作。
And just like Aquila and Priscilla, they work together in one heart and unity.And they accomplish great work for God.
我现在要跟各位唱这个三百首。
And now that we're going to sing hymn 300.
为什么我要唱这个三百首
？Why I like to sing hymn 300.
我想到了差不多30多年前的经验。
I recall one of my experiences 30 some years ago.
30多年前，他们有一对夫妻闹翻了。
And 30 some years ago, that there was a couple that were angry at one another.
我到他家里去。
And I went to their home.
我说结婚的时候可能里面紧张过度或者疲劳过度，没有听清楚婚姻道理。
And I said to them, maybe that during the time of your matrimony, you two must be too nervous, and that's why you both did not listen clearly to the truth of matrimony.
我今天为你们再度举办结婚典礼。
And now, once again, I'm going to hold matrimony and.Deliver to you the truth of marriage once again.
我就讲婚姻道理。
So I, deliver to them the message of marriage.
但没有按着祝福，因为他们已经祝福过了。
But I did not lay hand on them and bless them because they have already been received benefication.
然后就唱这一首歌。
And later we sing hymn 300.
我说你们今天是新婚。
I said from now on you are considered as a newlywed.
你们今天开始就要从来。婚姻的第一天的婚姻的生活。
And from now on, you should start everything over and start your marriage life from the beginning.
那我们在座好多弟兄姐妹，有的已经结过婚了。
And here you have many brothers and sisters who are already married.
我们今天再度来听一听婚姻道理。
And once again, that we listen to the message of marriage.
再度来唱这个三百首祝新年祝乐。
And once again, that we sing hymns the 300.
结过婚的弟兄姐妹，你今天心态上。我新婚。
And to those brothers and sisters who have already married, that in your mind you must consider yourself as a newlywed once again.
做丈夫的要爱太太。
And husband must love your wife.
太太要同心你尊重丈夫。
And your wife, as wife, you need to respect your husband from your heart.
这样一定会生活很愉快。
Then by doing so, you will live a very happy and harmonious life.
用我们参加婚礼那种很愉快的心情来唱三百首。
And let us sing him 300. With a very joyful heart, as so that we are now attending a matrimony.
要唱得活泼有力。
And let us sing it with spirit and with vitality.
弹琴要弹得活泼有力。
And even the pianist must play with great vitality.